Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. I have my clarity oil right with us today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we just did a video on clarity oil, if anyone wants to look that up and check it out. Some great information in there. Sorry, Kim, cut you off there.
No, we did. We really did. That was fun.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. Today's message has a lot to do with our turkey necks. I call it like the gobble neck. You know how when we get older, you see the women where they get like the extra skin, like right around their neck and in their throat area? It's like we're talking about that today in the throat chakra and speaking our truth. And when you're not speaking your truth on how sometimes we get either, we can get some inflammation going on around our thyroid, in our throat areas, like our lymphatic system, in our neck, but also we can get this like skin that just is not like taut anymore. It gets like loose.
Yep. And for the record, it does happen to men as well. We just tend to not pay any attention to that, but... men's necks and jowls and so on change. And then if you're young and you're like, what are these ladies talking about? That's okay. It's the neck region.
Over time, it's like time and time. I mean, there's other factors. Okay. We're just picking on throat chakra for today. But there are other reasons why you can have excess skin around your neck, okay? Yeah. But for today, we're going to go into the throat chakra, that this could be a potential issue that has been going on for a very long time, where you are either holding back from your truth, you're not hearing, you're not taking in your truth. So somebody's trying to tell you some really good, useful information that's very factual, very truthful, very from the heart to them, that resonates with their truth, and they're just oblivious to it, and they're not catching on to it, that can actually make their throat feel kind of scratchy, because the throat chakra is saying, hey, like, listen, like, they're giving you really truthful information, and you're just totally not even soaking it up at all.
Yes, and you, Kim, we were just talking this week about someone who's very close to you that is so wise that she is willing to take in that information that you just described, where you and I were reflecting back to when we were quite a bit younger, how we had many memories of where we didn't take in other people's wisdom. And I, you know, I love that you are describing this from the frame or the perspective of receiving through the throat chakra, because a lot of times we think about it as the expression, and it's both.
Yep.
That's the balance. It's both. It's receiving truthful, helpful wisdom information, and it's also then going outward is the expression of what we need to say or want to say.
Yep. Speaking, hearing, they are one in the same when it comes to the throat chakra. So a lot of people are really good at speaking their truth, and I put that in quotes. But then again, when you're speaking your truth, are you doing it with what do you want to call it? Like, this is the truth, and this is the only way, and you should be doing this, and like, I don't understand why you're not getting this. And that's a sign that you're chakra, throat chakra, is actually out of alignment when you are projecting now a truth that somebody else is maybe not receiving, and you don't think they're receiving it, and you're just like, oh, I don't get why they don't understand this. That is a sign that your throat chakra is off balance, and it comes back to, okay, what are you not getting back in? What are you not receiving? Are you not looking at the signs that are actually coming to you? That throat chakra helps pull that in too.
Yeah. I'm like having kind of a bit of a mind blown moment here. I'm just like, wow, I just never correlated receiving of information and the sense of hearing and so much with the throat chakra. I just never did. I love this, Kim.
And we as women, so we're picking on women here, we have been told for years to just be quiet, suck it up. Like our voice basically was not taken away, but we learned just to sit back and be more compliant, complacent.
Yeah.
Now it's like we've had this like surge in the last like how many years here of like women's rights, women's power. And then it went to the other extreme where it's like, wah! Now it's like, speak up for your truth. So we're telling people, speak up, say what you want. But we're doing it now through like anger and frustration. Like, oh, like, wow, it's got to be that beautiful balance.
That beautiful balance is right. I had an experience not too long ago of expressing something from that beautiful balance. It's so unmistakable when you experience it because it's very distinct from what you just described, Kim, the imbalances that you just described from, say, shutting down our voice to kind of almost raging with our voices. We're so angry. You know, those are the imbalances, the extremes. Yeah. When you're really in that center space, that balanced, you can say what I would call very difficult or more challenging things, and they're just infused with like this love, this beauty, this quietness. Is kind of difficult to explain because it's an experience you have to have. But if, you know, you have the clues that you're out of balance with your throat chakra, just become aware of that and, you know, ask for a greater balance and ask for that more center, you know, space, that more still space to be able to say something without projecting and without controlling or manipulating. Anyway, I had said this thing and it was just so calm, so quiet, so powerful. It was received. It was heard. It's a beautiful experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you set that out, you weren't expecting a specific response from that, say, other person. You were just saying things you're expressing out with pure ultimate love, a deeper sense of compassion, and you gave it. And it's up to that person how they want to receive it. You cannot judge that. You can't say like, oh, you didn't receive it the right way. It's more like when you send it out with just pure love and intention and not expecting a certain response back, that's another piece.
Exactly. Without judgment, without expectation. Exactly. And it's an incredible experience. I will tell you, if you've been tightening up your throat to hold back saying what you need to say, practice even just like massaging the throat a little bit, talking to yourself, calming yourself down, getting rebalanced, recentered, asking for a way to be able to say what you need to say without judgment and expectation. Also what I call without barbs, barbed wire, you know?
Yeah.
Without the barbs in it.
Yep.
That you're not poking the other person with your communication. And it's a practice.
I do have to pick on this that's coming up to my head, that there's a recent influx of throat issues on people, just like they're saying my throat hurts, or I have a cold starting, or there's a wave of, say, the flu going around for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And people are saying, like, their throat. And, it totally is clicking.
Yeah.
But this is something that people are like, who are the people around you? Are you around truthful people? Are you around the authentic? That is part of that throat chakra.
Yeah. I have found myself
paying attention to what's around you.
Yes, exactly. And know that what's around you is a reflection of your stuff. So if there's not a lot of authenticity around you, you might want to take a close look at your own authenticity. I have found myself massaging my throat a lot this week, like sitting doing projects, and I'll find myself like very gently massaging my throat, which is not usual for me. And it's happened a lot this week. So I'm really glad we picked this topic for today, Kim. I think it's been dancing around all week and finally caught our attention.
Yep.
The truth was revealed.
Yes. And it's a Friday, so it's a great one to take into the weekend. You know, a couple days here to play with this one. Another one is if you find yourself, like saying, you like overexpressing, if you will, you know, kind of that raging kind of thing, just talk yourself out and go, stop, it's time to stop, it's time to stop. Just like, and even if you can't stop in that moment, it's okay. Just keep coaching yourself. We talk a lot about self-coaching, talking to yourself in your brain. Yeah. You just have so much more influence over yourself than we've given ourselves credit for. And I think Kim and I have a deep, deep love. Talk about some expression here. We have a deep love that you will every day regain more and more of your influence over yourself and your choices and creating and being what you really want in this world.
Mm-hmm. It just shifted into a state of peacefulness again. I love mm-hmm. this. Wow. Just us talking through all that completely shifts my energy. I cannot tell you people how powerful these are, like for myself. Like I needed this today.
Oh my gosh. I did too.
Thank you so much, Dale. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Oh. And I hope that everyone who's listening gets what they need from these two. And I loved what you said yesterday, Kim, and I want to say it again today. Like sometimes not even listening to the words, just pick up on the vibration. It's there. Yeah. It's a deep healing vibration. It really is. As my throat needs some clearing. All right. Thank you, Kim.
Yes. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and until next time.